Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And good morning, and welcome back to Children's Hospital on the Light Up the Season Radio-a-thon. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Newell Norman. How are you?
This is my favorite show of the year, and I was just watching Tommy interview his guest and the young patients here telling their story. You can't help but a tear come to your eye. They're so happy. They're so brave. There's so many things to say on so many different fronts. It's just refreshing, and this place is beautiful. You know, you make a donation to Children's Hospital, all you need to do is come drive by here and walk in, and you're going to know exactly where all of these donations are going, right? I mean, this place is beautiful.
And we invite you to come here to Children's, to Manning Family Children's. And if you want to make a donation in person for the Light Up the Season Radio-a-thon, come by, shake Newell Norman's hand, say hi, and we'll accept your donation right here, right now. And we've even got some commemorative T-shirts for folks who come in and make donations. And you're right. You know, normally the last thing you ever want to do in life is go to a hospital.
Yep.
But when I walked in here this morning, it is festive, it is uplifting, it is rewarding to know all of the hard work and all of the dedication that you see in every nook and cranny, every corner, every step of your journey through this building, that there are people here that are solely focused 100% on helping children in need.
Absolutely. And just a few facts about Manning's Hospital that everyone should know. 585,000 kids treated last year. Every dollar that we raise stays local. No kid, no child is turned away. None. Zero. That's telling in and of itself. And Manning Family Children's embarked on the first gene therapy for sickle cell disease. And our local Children's Hospital is the only hospital in Louisiana providing this breakthrough treatment that's actually paving the way and saving lives right now and down the road. Manning's is a treasure for our community and our state, and we are proud that they're able to help them in their efforts, saving lives and making our world a much better place.
Really special this hour. For those of you who have not had the opportunity to donate yet, to call 888-780-8811 or text NOLA Kids to 34984. This hour, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar. You can double your donation by giving right now, and that's thanks to Tommy Oquin of Oquin Heart Jewelers, who I understand is on the line with us now.
And he is a great corporate partner located in Jefferson Parish. I'm proud to call him a good friend. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Good morning to you guys, and thanks for inviting me. I'm so excited about the fact that we get to put up this money again and match these contributions. If somebody wants to give $50, it turns into $100. to give 200, it goes to, you know, to 400. I mean, it's exciting for us to be in this position to help out.
Tommy, tell us a little bit about why it's important for you and your family to really step out and support Manning Family Children's Hospital.
Well, you know, for years, my kids played sports out there on the fly. And when we would play touch football, you know, these helicopters would be coming in and out. And it was such a bittersweet, you know, landing on a roof at Children's. And, you know, it was so bittersweet because you see there's somebody in distress, but knowing they're going to be in the best possible hands they could be in. And what y'all were talking about earlier about the fact that no child is turned away, that is just, that is what we're working for. We want everybody to get the top-notch treatment. My family has used Children's as my grandkids were getting older, thank God. All of them were tall, and I'm short. And so I was so excited that these kids
they got their mama's genes.
Oh, yes, indeed. They got their grandparents from the other side's genes. And, you know, the Oquans have always been under 6 foot, okay? Well, now I got a grandson at 6'5", okay? So, but when you're going through those growing stages, you never know what's going on, you know? You get all right. These weird things. And I also had a granddaughter who was very active in sports. She had a problem years ago at a weight camp. They had to rush her to the hospital. The hospital, she was, you know, really kind of unconscious, and they had to medevac up to a children's hospital, and I'll never forget that. It saved her life. Saved her life.
Yeah. Then you understand the importance, right, of having a specialty hospital, a children's hospital there to do the job, to take care of those emergencies for your kids. It's never a more harrowing moment than when it is your children.
No doubt. Or anybody who's less fortunate, you know, listen, we're blessed, okay? You know, we work hard, but God's blessed us. And, you know, everybody deserves top-notch treatment, and Children's provides that. It's just a great thing to be a part of, and I'm very appreciative to be part of it.
Yeah, and there's no doubt, Tommy, that without folks like you who are supportive of Manning Family Children's and those people who are going to be taking part of your matching dollars this hour, that this doesn't happen. It's not just that they can treat every child because they want to. It's not that you and I and all of the other parents in our community that have had to bring our children here at the worst possible times have been able to leave with those children and know that they are okay now because of that. It's because we have a community that supports it. It takes money to be able to do all these things. Yep. And, you know, what made you decide, you know what, not only am I going to donate, but I'm going to donate to a level where for $10,000 worth of donations this hour, you're going to match every single dollar people send in.
We're going to do more than that, because let me tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to also, I do $10,000 through the Oakland Heart Foundation, but I personally going to put up another five. So of my personal money, so it's $15,000. Okay.
All right.
That is very kind of you, Tommy. Thank you so much.
Somebody contributes, it gets doubled. So please, everybody, give from the heart. We can't do a better job than this right now for Children's Hospital.
Well, Gail of Metairie already gave $180. You're matching that to $360. Gail in Slidell. Celeste in Metairie gave $180. Those are miracle makers. Now you've doubled that miracle maker. No, thank you. And it really is. I mean, this is the spirit of the season. This is why we are here for things like this. And before we let you go, Tommy, we are going to get someone over here to bang this. Kia of Covington, happy Kia Gong for not only your sponsorship, but also for your giving your personal money in addition to what your foundation is doing. So beat away on that gong. All right. That's for Tommy Oquan of Oquan Heart Jewelers. And I'm still stuck on this thing, Tommy, that you have Oquans that are over 6 feet tall. That just does not that doesn't make sense. I mean, we all know Kunasses, and the Oquans are in that number, and you're supposed to be little people.
Right. All right, well, we are. My dad was 5'7", you know. So this is tremendous. This is terrific. This is great.
Well, you got a big heart, even if you don't have a whole lot of tall stature to go along with it.
So. All right. All right,
guys. Tommy, thank you so much. It's so generous. We truly appreciate it. And I've always known you to be a great corporate partner throughout the metro area. And once again, you step up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy. Y'all take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas
you as well.
Happy New Year. And Newell, well, they only set our goal at 12 donations this hour. We already got five.
Really? Well, I know I challenged my coffee group this morning. I hope that they will be calling in soon and putting up some dollars to this incredible effort. I mean, when you hear the stories here, you just can't help but be moved. All the donations stay local. No kid is turned away here at Children's Hospital. That is phenomenal in and of itself. Access to medical care in this country has gone through many trials and tribulations. Not here.
No.
Not here.
Not here. You know, and just a few minutes ago, we saw a young woman here now who is a vibrant young woman who, when she was 3 years old, found out she may not survive. At the age of five, she got a kidney transplant here at Children's, at Manning Family Children's. And now she is this vibrant young woman who is living a full life. And that's because of folks who have been calling in, texting in, donating, that no child like that is ever turned away and can have a full, happy, and amazing life. All you got to do, folks, is call 888-780-8811. Or text the word, all one word, NOLA KIDS to 34984. We ask for a miracle maker, $180. If you can, if you prefer to do more, that's great. If you prefer a one-time donation, not as large, we'll take that too and be happy that you made it. But it's just about being a part of this effort and making sure the children of our community always have a place to go, no matter what their situation, injury, illness, disease, that they can receive this amazing care. And if you can't write down or remember the phone number, just go to our website, wwl.com, and we have all the information right there in front of you. We're already halfway there. Six people, Newell, have already donated this hour. Martha in Poplarville just gave $50. Thank you, Martha, for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Martha, for that, for sure. 888-780-8811, or you can text NOLA KIDS to 34984. And Dave, when we come back after our short break here, we're going to have an interview with Dr. Nia Mehta, who is a child abuse pediatrician at the Morgan Ray Center for Hope.
And no children need help more than those children. Help them now. We'll learn more about the Morgan Ray Center for Hope for these abused children and how you can help them right after this, as we are coming to you live from Manning Family Children's and the Light Up the Season Radiothon.
888-780-8811.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Dave Cohen along with Newell Normand, and we've got 7 pledges already this hour. They only set our goal at 12. I told them to be more ambitious because we have the best listeners in the world, and I knew y'all were going to step up, so we're already more than halfway there. Let's get us over that goal in the next 10 minutes so that we can say, see, I told you that we're going to do better than expected. So come on, text in, call in, come and visit us here in the main lobby at Manning Family Children's. Stop by the hospital and help us in this effort to make sure that no child ever has to worry, and no parent ever has to worry, that we are going to have this award-winning, world-class hospital here that will treat any child, no matter the situation, no matter the need. And Newell, there are no children more in need of help than those that suffer through domestic abuse.
No, no doubt. As in being in law enforcement my entire life, the toughest cases that I was ever exposed to and experienced were child abuse cases. I mean, it's one of those that it's hard to keep your emotion in check, and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, the Care Center and Child Advocacy Center operate out of the newly built Morgan Ray Center for Hope here at Manning Family Children's, housing a variety of services, including medical evaluations, forensic interviewing, trauma therapy, and case management. There's so many needs when you deal with a case like this. And we are blessed and lucky enough to have with us now Dr. Nia Mehta, child abuse pediatrician at the Morgan Ray Center for Hope. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, gentlemen, for inviting me.
And the medical director there, and Doc, the center is treating over 1,000 kids a year from Louisiana and Mississippi, which is absolutely incredible. Tell us about this vital work at the Care Center.
We've been very blessed to have this new facility over this past year. It's really created a warm, welcoming space for children and families, and it's been so wonderful to have a place that feels peaceful and child-appropriate to function out of. We serve children all throughout Southeast Louisiana and Mississippi. No barriers to access. Families can self-refer to our program. No out-of-pocket costs to families. Our programs do include medical evaluation, and that's the program that I run. We have 3 specially trained child abuse pediatricians and 4 specially trained nurse practitioners. And we all stay fairly busy with having to see patients or testifying in cases when needed. We also work out of a Baton Rouge clinic. We have a clinic in Covington, and we're just now expanding into the New Orleans East area, along with Manning Family Children's, where they have partnered with a school and some other community outreach services. We're also going to be able to move into that community and be able to provide services locally there as well. In addition to the medical evaluations, there is also a forensic interviewing program, which is utilized by law enforcement and child protection to get information from children in a child-appropriate way. And we also have a human trafficking program where case managers help coordinate the care for victims of human trafficking. Even though we want to think of New Orleans as a small community, we have a lot of big city problems here.
You know, it's heartbreaking that nearly 100 children per month need your services, that we have the abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, other abuse of that many children in what you call our small community, but a blessing that you and your colleagues are there to make sure that these children are not only treated and cared for in the appropriate way, that they have somewhere to go, someone to talk to, someone to treat their injuries, that you also assist them in helping law enforcement so that we can prevent their abusers from hurting other children. That is just fantastic that you're able to do that. How do you do that day in and day out, though, with over 1,000 children a year?
I think it's one child at a time, meeting that child where they're at. You know, not everything turns out the way one would hope in all cases, but if we can be a bright spot in that child's life, you know, there are certain steps children have to go through in a process of an evaluation, and we want to make that process as child-friendly and benign as possible. We want to educate caregivers whenever we can to help decrease risk for abuse of children, and to give them maybe some advice and tips about prevention, concerns for possible future abuse. But it is not easy work, and it can be really hard, especially in the holiday times, where we tend to think of, you know, warmth and families being together. When there's trauma in a child's life, it's even amplified during a holiday season.
It's the treatment protocols, the protocols in general, are different from general medicine, right? I mean, there are unique nuances to this that you don't see in other areas.
That is correct. While we would want all professionals who, especially medical professionals who work with children, to have some basic ideas about recognizing maybe child physical abuse signs or symptoms, these areas have become increasingly subspecialized, and we're really fortunate that Manning Family Children's has placed a priority on this topic. Because we're really the only facility regionally that provides this type of care, especially with being able to have as many providers as we do, to really be able to devote time to children, to let them talk to us, to be able to meet with a doctor or a nurse practitioner, and really give them an opportunity to explain from their perspective what their experiences have been to help us better serve their needs.
Let us pivot real quick, if you don't mind, Ava,
to
human trafficking for a moment. Even in the law enforcement circles, we tend to overlook it. We tend to not really have a sense of the breadth and depth of the problem. Over the past several years, we donate money. The former First Lady of the state of Louisiana, Donna Edwards, was really big on human trafficking and had the opportunity to talk to a lot of the folks that she brought in to talk to it about it. And as close as I was to it from an enforcement standpoint, it was a learning experience for me in just how much of what goes on there is overlooked by so many sectors of the community that they don't realize the breadth and depth of the problem. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the you know, education through the media plays a role. I think we have a lot of, you know, for example, films that might popularize concepts so that people tend to think of trafficking as maybe smuggling somebody across borders or involving some kind of international espionage, maybe people being abducted from the, you know, from their homes. And the reality of most child trafficking is that it's local, it's fairly common. People often miss the signs because they are thinking that they're looking for some sort of stereotype, and they're not recognizing that it's children that attend school, that some of it's intrafamilial trafficking. Even labor trafficking goes often very unrecognized.
When we talk about trafficking, you know, these are children who are literally being sold for sexual abuse.
Labor
abuse. And other reasons that they are being ripped from their childhood and become brutal victims of an underculture that largely goes unreported.
Yes. And, you know, many children, you know, they have emotional needs. And so if they perceive that someone cares about them or is meeting those needs, they will unfortunately tolerate a lot, just as we know children who live in homes with domestic violence see and feel and experience trauma constantly. They're still very bonded to their caregivers. And so, you know, even children where they may have a caregiver who's has mental health issues or substance abuse issues, sometimes substance abuse plays a role in trafficking, mm-hmm. because then a child might be trafficked in order to supply or feed a substance abuse habit, those children...
So they can become a drug mule, not only a sex slave or into forced labor, that these children are sometimes forced into being drug mules and sometimes even forced to consume drugs so that they can be controlled by these narcotics in addition to their abductors or the criminals who are controlling them.
I do think that happens. It's probably not the vast majority of cases. Yeah. Most of the time, the child may not even fully be aware about what's being exchanged. They may just be told, oh, you go over to this person's house, and they don't realize that maybe a caregiver or an adult is receiving drugs because of that.
It really is amazing the work that you do at the Morgan Ray Center for Hope, that you are dealing with these children, 1,000 of them or so every year, that have been put through these unthinkable, awful situations. But you are there to provide hope and to hopefully turn their lives around and help them.
I want the audience to recognize and realize how unique this is, because there are not many hospital-based programs, correct me if I'm wrong, Doc, that are addressing these particular challenges and nuances in our community. You don't see that.
For the state of Louisiana, we are very unique. So there is a program of sorts in Shreveport, but aside from that, it doesn't have the breadth of what we do here, but there is a child abuse physician who does work in that area. Aside from that, there's really largely most of the state is relatively uncovered.
And the importance of that is a seamless connection to all of the services that they need. So if you think of our war veterans that come back and are dealing with PTSD and other issues, you see those same things in these children, right? And there's not a medicine, there's not a treatment protocol where you have a cure for this in a short period of time. This is something that you have to stay engaged in, right? Be very proactive in, for who knows how much time, maybe the rest of their life.
Yeah, no, adverse childhood experiences have a lifelong impact. And so sometimes people will erroneously think maybe somebody was physically or sexually abused maybe between the ages of 5 and 8, and then for some reason it discontinues. Well, they'll be okay now because it's done. Unfortunately, there's a lifelong impact, and so really getting the right therapies for children, trauma-focused therapies, is super important.
You know. Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you think about just how unique the program is that y'all are operating, I mean, we should be so thankful that is available here at Children's Hospital.
You know, our audience is listening to you and responding because they hear what you do, how you pour your heart into your work, and how you need their help to help these more than 100 children or so every month in our community that are abused. Chuck in New Orleans just donated $500. And we have a young patient here at Children's who's gonna bang the Kia of Cummington happy gong. There it is. And Chuck, Oakenheart Jewelers doubled your donation to $1,000. So one more hit. Hit it one more time. That's right. For every $500 donation, we hit that Kia of Cummington happy Kia gong. And Doc, thank you so much for telling people about the vitally important work that you do in our community so they can understand why they should and have to help us.
Thank you so much for supporting programs that like ours at Manning Family Children's.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nia Mehta, Medical Director of the Hospital's Care Center. And, you know, it's also very important that we give because you have these unique programs like this program that you don't see anywhere else. And that's what makes this place even more special than what it already is.
And it's everything from, you know, your kid breaking a bone or suffering an injury to coming in and getting treated, to children who need transplants, to children who have critical care needs from all sorts of different reasons. And that is why we are so happy that Captain Barb stepped up with $300. That gets a cowbell. And Oakland Heart doubles that to $600. Paul G. gave a miracle maker. That gets a cowbell, $180. It's doubled. Joni in New Orleans gave $100. Katie and Gino gave $50 in Metairie. And folks, we have now received 13 donations this hour already. And we've still got over 20 minutes to go, Newell. Keep
we
it coming.
We need more. 585,000 kids treated last year. Every dollar raised stays local. And most importantly, no child, none, zero, is turned away.
Ever.
Complete, total, 100% access to health care. It is absolutely huge.
And it is thanks to your donations and your help. And, you know, you were telling me earlier that, this is your favorite day of the year when it comes to talking about radio shows. And you can't, I mean, I've got goosebumps all over right now because of the generosity of our audience and of the people stepping up to, you know, I don't care about that goal of 12. I want to get 20 donations this hour. I don't know why they said 12. We can get 20. We've already got 13. Joni in New Orleans with your $100. Thank you for being one of those. We're going to see who else is giving after this. I want to hit that gong again. I want to see someone have to step up and hit that gong for another $500 donation, and it'll be doubled by Oakland Heart Jewelers for another 20 minutes. So your $500 becomes $1,000 this hour. Keep the donations coming and help us help Manning Family Children here on WWL. When we come back, we're going to have a special presentation and talk about even more money coming this way, and we'll see how many donations we have when we get back after this, but I think we're going to have a very special donation coming up after the break.
Got my fingers crossed.
All right, here on WWL. Keep it coming, 888-780-8811. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984. And if you need any help making a donation, just go to WWL.com. We have all the ways you can donate listed right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dave, welcome back. Folks, welcome back. We're at the most special place in the city of New Orleans. I mean, it doesn't take you long after walking in here that you recognize and realize just how special this place is. And if you'd love to reach out and donate some money to help support Manning's Family Children's Hospital, 888-780-8811, or you can text NOLA KIDS to 34984.
You know, what amazes me is the children that you see, and I'm looking at four or five kids who are here, patients here, they're smiling.
Yeah.
You know, you don't usually see patients smiling in a hospital.
No.
But these children are smiling because they know they are getting amazing care, and they're getting loving care.
Yes.
And care from people who want to help them and who are involved and embedded and a part of their, making them better. And while no one wants to come to a hospital, it is just so rewarding to see smiling children who are patients at a hospital. They had set our goal, Newell, at 12 donations this hour. We're already up to 13. So, well, we just got a 14th one. Thank you. And so that means we need 6 more. I set the goal at 20 because I thought they set our goal too low to begin with anyway. So we have the greatest listeners ever. And by the way, if you give this hour, your donation is being doubled, dollar for dollar, by Oakland Heart Jewelers and the Oakland Heart Foundation. So you're doubling your donation by giving right now, so don't wait any longer. Just pick up that phone, 888-780-8811, or text the word NOLA KIDS, NOLAKIDS, NOLA KIDS, to 34984, and help us hit my new goal of 20 donations this hour.
And we are joined by a special guest who has been an incredible benefactor here for Manning's Children's Hospital and some of the programs that we've actually talked to already this morning. Both Tommy and you and I, Dave, have been funded through the generosity of Mrs. Jessica Brandt in loving memory of her great-granddaughter, Morgan Ray Hartline. And obviously, I was good friends with her husband, Ray Brandt. I'm proud to say I was a hunting buddy. He was one of the best shots I've ever seen in my life and could identify a duck on the wing like no other man I've ever hunted with ever. And just a great organization, the Brandt organization. They were great corporate partners. And Jessica Brandt joins us. Ms. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. Good to be here.
Well, thank you for all that you do for Manning's Children's, but tell us about the new home for the Care Center, the Morgan Ray Center for Hope, which provides care and support for child victims of abuse and human trafficking. We just talked to Dr. Mehta about it. It's in the name of your granddaughter, Morgan Ray Hartline.
Correct, Newell. As you know, Morgan was a baby that we so wanted, we so longed for, and she was born sleeping, was the only way that I could ever describe it. And in her memory, because, you know, we love doing for the city of New Orleans, we love doing for our children, we love doing for our grandchildren, that's when we decided that we would donate the money to the Morgan Ray Center for Hope. And in the first year of its existence, as the new building, they had already served over 1,200 children in that first year. The anniversary was October 11th, was the first year, end of the first year that it was open. So it's doing amazing things for the children of our community.
And obviously, these types of projects are made possible through the philanthropic support, including that transformational gift that you gave. What is the project meant to you personally? I mean, you know, I understand the connection relative to Morgan Ray, and we were all there praying. But to you personally, as you continue this saga and this journey with Children's Hospital that you've been around here for many years in providing support to for it.
Well, no, the center, it's such a special place. The children that are brought there, it's heart-wrenching. It is truly heart-wrenching why this place exists. It really is. And as long as I can continue to help children in this community, I think doing it through the Morgan Ray Center for Hope was one of the most important things that I've ever done in all the years that I have been affiliated with Children's Hospital, with the Manning Children's Hospital. So I'm very, very attached to that facility.
And I know that, and Dave Cohen here, thank you so much, Ms. Brandt, for everything that you have done and continue to do. And talking to the doctors who work in this facility about what they do day in and day out and the amazing work they're doing to help these children that have been victimized just would not be possible without your generosity and the generosity of people who help out through this effort that we're making here today. So thank you so much for that. What are your words to others in the community as they're considering whether or not they want to use their hard-earned dollars and their limited charitable resources to also help out?
Any amount that anyone within the sound of my voice that can donate $5, $3, $100, this hospital is one of the most important places in this city of New Orleans. And if you all donate during Newell's show, we will match up to $10,000 in all donations.
All right. Another $10,000 match.
All right, so what we're going to do, Ms. Brandt, is we're going to hold on to your 10 grand till next hour, and we're going to use it next hour to match everybody's donation so we have a second consecutive matching hour. Thank you. Your generosity never ends, and we thank you so much for that. Another $10,000 donation from the Brandt Foundation right here, right now. Absolutely. And I've got to tell you, because we have matching dollars from the Oakwin Heart Foundation this hour, Callan of Metairie just called in and gave $2,500. I'm sorry, Callan H. of Slidell just gave $2,500.
Thank you, Callan.
And we have a young patient here at Children's Hospital who is going to beat the Kia of Covington Happy Kia Gong five times for that $2,500 donation from Callan H. of Slidell. Go for it. Let's hear it. One. Two, come on, here we go. Three. All right, one of the patients here at Children's, Manning Family Children's, hitting that gong five times for Callan's $2,500 donation. And, of course, now that's doubled to $5,000 by the Oakwin Heart Foundation, and it will be doubled again. Any donations next hour? All right, we've got 16 donations now, folks. I need you to make four more donations
this hour. Come on,
in the next 4 minutes. I need four more donations in the next 4 minutes for us to meet our goal. Newell, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll find out if we hit our goal or not after this. All right, PGC Construction and Disposal just gave $100. Newell, that's doubled to $200. Oh, we just hit our goal. We just got it. We got our 20th donation of the hour. We have met our goal for this hour, and thank you so much to Oakwin Heart Jewelers and the Oakwin Heart Foundation, doubling every dollar given this hour. Next hour, the Ray and Jessica Brandt Foundation will be doubling every donation given next hour. So I said we got the greatest listeners anywhere.
We proved it. We do.
20 donations this hour.
We got to keep the momentum going now.
Oh, if you come to Manning Family Children's right now and bring us a donation, Creole Creamery is scooping out peppermint and Christmas cookie ice cream.
And they have some of the best.
Yeah. I've got a scoop right in front of me. I'm going to eat it during the news. And I want to thank all of our listeners, all 20 of you who donated in this past hour.
I want to thank Oakwin Heart Jewelers, and we want to thank the gong sponsor, Kia of Covington, as well. And, we got Ann C. from DeZalman's, $1,000.
That's doubled to $2,000. We're going to beat the gong for Ann when we come back. We're going to try to get 25 donations next hour here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.